Another dumb podcast. No, I like it because it's not dumb.
It's called Another Dumb Podcast.
That makes sense. So you could have just said, I'm doing another dumb podcast.
I'm talking to Brad, Jacob, and Dustin. We're having a great time.
Welcome to Another Dumb Podcast. These guys are idiots.
I'll make it start here. Okay. And welcome to the solo podcast that no one will listen to. Not like, hey, maybe I will release this. Maybe I will. You never know. But the reason why I say no one will listen to this is because I'm trying to try something out. Because idiot over here. I'm sorry, I got shit all over my bed. I'm recording live from El Paso. I don't usually do a lot of solo pods, only because they are a little strange. Because I think most of my charm comes off of bouncing things off other people and other things like that. So this is a little awkward. If anybody's ever tried to talk by themselves, this is it. Just because, like, you know, you say something, you know, off to someone else, you know, I'm not as confident enough to know that that is either not a funny thing, interesting thing, non-interesting thing. I don't have that kind of gauge. There's things that are interesting to me, but there's other things that are not interesting to other people, and it does not, I don't have that gauge. I don't know what's interesting to other people. I think I know what's interesting to other people, but then you start talking about it, and you're like, oh, so you don't care about anything I have to say. So yes, for those, Donald Trump is over here in El Paso. He wanted to build a big tower over here by the border. You know, I've been to El Paso now. I think this is my third time coming here. I just came back here about a month ago for an emergency project that I had. And now I'm here for a more longer stay. Not super long, but, you know, it looks like at least a week. But so I'll be El Pasoing it up for the next week. So that's interesting. I hadn't been out here in a really long time. And first thing, I don't really have any preconceived notions or about El Paso. I don't have a bad thing to say. I don't have a great thing to say. It's just, I don't know. I just don't have anything preconceived about anything. I love that all my wires are tangled up. Yeah. And I don't know if anybody even has, like, is there anybody with, like, HSOs about El Paso one way or another? Because, like, I don't know. I can't think of anything that's, like, there's a bunch of Mexicans here. Well, yeah, Mexico's, like, right there. So, if that's your critique, all right. All I can say is so far, and I was here for 3 days last time, everybody is very nice. I'm honest. I have no complaints on that. Like, everybody's been very, very nice. A little too nice, you know? No, I just, you know, it's an interesting town. Because you're dealing with a town that is technically, you know, this is, I'm not no technical about it. I mean, this is the United States, full on. but it's, I mean, it's, this is it's like a shinier Mexico over here. I mean, this is a really, I would say, I mean, I think it's a nice town. I think it's, I think there may have been some preconceived notions about it not being safe here. I think El Paso is like the safest, city. Like, honestly, like, I think it's one of the safest cities in America. I'm not even going to look that up. I think it's something you see, like, when you leave the airport, they're like, yes, we are the safest city. So, yeah, you hear that part. But it's kind of funny. I was here last time, like, I think I was here, like, a Thursday, and then it bled into, like, Saturday. And it's really funny because everyone's just like, oh, you know, no big deal, you know, bill around in El Paso. And then Saturday it's like, all right, let's all go to Mexico. Like, you know, it's just, this is Mexico. You know, it's really funny, like, before, like, all these border things happened, and I don't have any real big HSO on the border or anything else, but you know, I even heard, like, people up north, like, you know, people just used to have, like, I lived over on this side, you know, United States side, and my uncle down the street, he lives in Canada. But, like, it's just this invisible line that, oh, now you're another state. You know, it's always seems so weird. It really should be just like a weird buffer zone where we all kind of can, like, you know, why can't I should just be able to just go over to Mexico if I ever wanted to, and it not really be a big deal, you know, and kind of vice versa. But I guess, you know, there's rules and stuff, I guess, you know, but again, I'm not trying to make a big political statement on this. I'm just like, I don't know. You know, you can come over, you know, if you want to work and stuff, cool. All right. Bad dudes and stuff, I guess we'll stop you just like every other criminal. I don't know. But I don't know. Again, try not to get on a political stance on this. It's just, I don't know. We could probably just figure this out. Because, like, a patch of dirt over here and a patch of dirt over there, you know, I understand, like, you know, you're at your house and this is my patch of dirt. And then if you move over a little bit, then that's the patch of dirt that my neighbor owns. Okay. I get that. But at the same time, you know, we could figure out a way to coexist a little bit better than the way we do it now. You know, I feel like there has got to be a better way than just an arbitrary wall, and then you, like, you drive by, and the line to go into Juarez is quite large. Another funny story is, like, you know, I'm looking for a hotel out here, and I have to specify, you know, I'm like, you look at, oh, I want a Hampton Inn. I'm like, oh, God, okay, I know it's in the vicinity of where I'm standing, but I only want a hotel that is in the United States. And it kind of sucks, though, because you've seen the price of what it is in Ciudad Juarez. And you're like, ah, damn. Again, I just wish we could just coexist. You know, I don't know. I don't know how that would even work. I don't even have a blueprint on anything. I just find it weird. Observation that I have, number one, I think they have one of the largest Walmarts in the history of Walmart. This Walmart is so big, and it just goes on. I mean, it is one of the largest Walmarts I think I've ever been in. I do know there is history of a shooting here, from some psycho from the dude was from North Texas too, from like Allen or something. I don't know. What a dork, you know? Fuck that guy. But yeah, so it is a site of a really horrible shooting. And actually, I talked to some people who were here. They were here like during the cleanup. They like closed that Walmart for like, I think, a month, and just all the shit inside the. I mean, I'm telling you, this is one of the largest Walmart. Like, I was just going in to go get something, and I'm like, I was like out of breath by the time I got back to the car. Like, I had walked so far. That might be another thing about maybe my endurance, but it's very large Walmart. So they closed down this. Number one, it's the most popular Walmart because you go in the parking lot and it's not, I didn't do a check of like every license plate, but I would almost venture 50-40 Texas to Chihuahua license plate or Mexican license plate. Yeah, I think it's about, I'm going to go 50-40. Or just even like United States, because there's people apparently from New Mexico that are like, yeah, Walmart, this Walmart kicks ass. Let's go. Put on your Sunday best. We're going to Walmart. Yeah, it's a very large Walmart. But yeah, they, during that shooting, or the aftermath of the shooting, terrible, And people had to go in there and clean it up because they had like just rotted food everywhere. And I was like, man, there wasn't a better way for us to do that. All right, well, whatever. By the way, long investigation. It must have just like been sitting in there just watching TVs in the back or something like that. I don't know. Other observation of El Paso. This is going to be the El Paso pod. How many hours can I do El Paso? I think this is going to be a quick one because I will run out of things. I got the iPad. You're not going to hear that, but I just heard it. I heard me putting code in my iPad and have it. I don't know why I'm explaining this. Other observation, it really feels like the closest I've come, I'm not saying like the 1980s, but like the 1990s, like it has a 1990s feel. I drove over here and my hotel is right outside of UTEP, University of El Paso. There's tons of people walking around, just walking. I think there's a hospital here too. So there's just a lot going on over here. But everything just looks very old, but not like, I mean, there's definitely like some adobe looking buildings, but it's like a newer look because, you know, it's El Paso. But there's also like a lot of old buildings that, you know, I feel like they would have, like, if it would have been any other town, they would have torn it down. And El Paso's like, no, we're keeping these and we're just going to make them like, we're just going to like freeze time because they just look old. And I'm not saying 1990s and if they're all 1990s buildings. No, these are like 1950s, 1940, even older. But like, after like in like the 2000s, mid 2000s, we just like tore all those buildings down. It's kind of sad, I guess, now that I think of it. Yeah, it's kind of, I think that's kind of sad. You know, it's just like kind of nice to kind of come back to a town that just goes, you know what, we're going to keep the old feel, you know? I guess you have to probably do that in a town that, I mean, I don't think El Paso's like shrinking or, what is El Paso's population growth. I could probably look that up, right? You know, I could probably look that up. Yeah, I don't know what exactly the population growth is, but, you know, I'm sure it's not like... Oh, I should probably turn that off. Population growth? Should have been like, hey, Siri. Oh, see, it already came up. Fuck off. It's, you know, it's like a steady, like, 1.1% growth. You know? Definitely not... It's 930,000 people here. It's not even like a million people here. Interesting. So, El Paso is just below New Orleans in population and above Temecula. Marietta? Where the hell's that? Am I stupid? I don't know where that is. Temecula, like California? Okay, I'm going to move on from this because I'm sure no one cares. But, you know, it's kind of interesting to see kind of the how that growth goes. Was there like a... Oh, okay. So like in 1976, 3% growth. They had like 400,000. They were like growing like gangbusters. And then just meh. Just kind of woo. It's crazy how like we're always just growing. That's interesting. All right. Idiotic conversation that I have in my head. Sorry. So maybe I won't release this podcast. So observation... cool airport, El Paso. Very easy. It's kind of so yeah, it's got a nice easy breeze. It's like the easiest, you know, airport to kind of navigate. It's not very simple. Nothing too crazy. God dang, I was going to bring... Oh, the Mennonites. Dude, that was freaking crazy. So I was walking through the Walmart. Let me look at that up. You know, like, is there like a large, I don't even know if I'm using that right. Mennonite. Is there like a bunch of them? According to the, there were 100,000. Oh, lovely. This is... very interesting. So, all I looked up, all I put in there was El Paso Mennonites. So, it seems that probably what I saw today was a bunch of white Mennonites who lived in Mexico and came in town to go, man, big day, going to Walmart. Put on your long, long dresses and that, and then your sleeves and your little headscarf thing. And yeah, that's interesting. I wonder if that's like a, let me look at race. Hold on. The Mennonites, hold on. Where's this? I don't know about the Russia thing. Mennonites in Mexico. The villages followed Mennonite architectural style. Okay, but like, geez, after 2012, there was a 900%. Oh my God, what the hell happened in 2012? And there, in 1922, there was a population of 3,000 of these buggers from Soviet Russia. They tried to settle in Mexico. In the end, only 6 out of the 200 families from Russia remained in Mexico. So most of them hightailed it out of there. So it must have had like a little bit of a recruitment. I don't know. Oh, okay, so this makes sense though. So the population rose up a little bit 5 years later, 10,000. But in 2012, now there is 100,000 Mennonites living in Mexico. This is amazing. I never knew anything about it. So this makes total sense now. Why there were so many just crazy, not crazy, you know, they certainly looked quite nice or whatever, but I was like, man, there's a lot of Mennonites over here. You know, like if you see like those dudes and, you know, the dudes actually look fairly normal. It's just always the lady, the chicks always look like they're in, well, that's some time traveling. Seeing Mennonite ladies are, it is wacky. It is super wacky. I wonder if there's a video on old Mennonites. Mennonites in Mexico. I hope it's a quick video. The Mexicans you didn't know existed. Dude, this is hilarious. Amish in Mexico? Three possibilities. Do they like speak Spanish?
On the channel from someone describing seeing Amish in Tijuana, Mexico. Now, right off the bat, I can tell you there are no Amish communities in Mexico. Now, that doesn't mean that the viewer here didn't see Amish in Tijuana. He very well may have. But I have a couple ideas of what might be going on here, which I'll share with you in just a sec. Now, there once was an Amish community in Mexico way back in the 1920s. There was a small, short-lived community of Amish who moved to Mexico from Ohio, basically in response to challenges over...
I'm sorry, this guy looks like does he have a lot of 56,000 subscribers? This dude has like a he has a straight like a Philadelphia or Pennsylvania accent. It's making me laugh.
State schooling requirements. They lived in a place called Paradise Valley in Nuevo León, but that only lasted about 6 years, and by 1929 they had all left. And since that time, you know, Amish have not settled in Mexico. So what's going on here? Now, you do actually have Amish traveling to Mexico. Why do they go to Mexico? Well, the purpose in most cases would be medical tourism. Amish do travel outside the United States for treatments that they either can't access in the U.S. or for cost reasons. So Amish travel to clinics in Mexico that may offer treatments that are
not
reason accessible in the U.S. Could be because of regulations, or they may be going there to access less expensive medical treatment because the Amish do not carry health insurance. While they have some ways of dealing with that as a community and paying for hospital bills, in some cases they may seek less expensive treatment. Okay. Outside.
This isn't answering the question that I have here. The Mennonite in Mexico. There's a lot of videos on this, by the way.
Здравствуйте. Меня зовут Дима, вас как?
Йохан Хардер.
Йохан Хардер. Я хочу выглядеть так, как вы. Девушка.
Okay.
Alright,
and I'm not gonna read all this off. Let me see if there's a. Is he gonna speak Spanish the entire time? Because I don't want to like read this off to y'all. Okay, let's go back to this first video.
This is a Mennonite community.
Oh, it's Reuters.
In Mexico, toiling the land in the name of their Christian faith. Their agricultural prowess was once welcomed here. But now, both ecologists and the Mexican government see Mennonites' ranches as an environmental disaster for rapidly razing the Maya forest to plant their crops. smaller.
Uh-oh.
The Maya forest is
the Mexicans ain't happy with the Mennonites. I bet that's a fun battle.
The continent's biggest carbon sinks and home to endangered jaguars. According to non-profit Global Forest Watch, it's shrinking by an area the size of Dallas every year. Mennonites first arrived here from Canada in the early 1900s in search of land and isolation. Tracing their roots to 16th century Germany, they still speak Plautdeutsch, a blend of Low German, Prussian dialects, and Dutch. The Mennonites say they live by traditional pacifist values and that expanding farmland to provide a simple life for their families is the will of God.
Interesting.
But despite shunning electricity and other modern amenities, their farming...
Dude, I'm sorry. On this thing, they're, I don't even know what the fuck he's riding. He's riding this fucking tractor that it looks like the Frankenstein of something. I don't know what the hell this is. It is insane looking. I don't even know. It looks like 15 different tractors in one. Or 15 different vehicles that were made into a tractor. It looks like a train, a car, and a tractor were all put together. That's the wildest shit I've ever seen.
Dozers, chainsaws, tractors, and harvesters. The government is now pressuring the Mennonites to shift to more sustainable practices. According to research, Mennonites in Campeche embraced the use of genetically modified soy in the 2000s and glyphosate weed killer Roundup, designed to work alongside GMO crops. Local farmers like Francisco Colo Camal worry about the repercussions for the surrounding environment.
We don't like seeing other people from other nations or communities coming and to see they destroy mountains and the jungle that provide us the fields with life and fresh air. They come with machinery and fumigate soils, contaminate soils with fertilizers. Ooh, the Mennonites are pissing. I'm sorry, and now I'm thinking of like Mexicans being like, well, pinche gringos freaking coming around here and, you know, they need to get the hell out of here. You know, I do love some good old, it's not reverse racism. I just like the racism. No, I'm just I, dude, I get it. I get what they're trying to say. You know, like you know, it's kind of a
Mennonites in Campeche.
Keep it clean, Mennonites.
Deforestation 4 times higher than non-Mennonite properties.
So they just burn fucking everything.
The National Forestry Commission in Campeche.
Campeche ocupa el deshonroso primer lugar en deforestación en el país. Y eso es muy preocupante.
This guy's saying, I don't know, deforestation's really bad, it sucks.
Con la llegada de...
Yeah, it's all the Mennonites, they all suck. In search of, you know, I don't know. Basically, the Mennonites suck ass. They're being dorks. Very interesting. Not exactly the clip that I thought I was going to get here, but, you know. It is very... I met the family of Nazis who fled Argentina. I'll watch that one later. I do love the idea of, like, some white folks who are just like... You know, that's not just the Mennonites, you know, like Mitt Romney, his whole family, they just like packed it up and a bunch of Mormons ran off to Mexico. And, you know, not because of like, you know, religious persecutions. It's like, well, you know, we wouldn't have like 12 wives, probably fucking kids or something like that. You know, I don't know. But, yeah, it's that kind of thing, you know? So, I don't know. It's kind of hard for me to be like, man, why don't you just leave the guys alone? It's like, well, you know, they're kind of, you know, but whatever. It's funny, though. You know. Oh, snap. Well, interesting. I don't know. What else do I have to talk about? I should probably have I'm going to have a Coors Light here in a little bit. Coors Light. How much am I going to go to sleep? The clock is, you know, El Paso is weird because it's a time change. So you jump on a 12 o'clock flight and you land at 12:48. So it feels like you've like just zoomed through, but you just lost an hour. So, you know, it's a it's an almost 2 hour flight. So, yeah, it's a little weird. I'm having a little trouble right now, but it might help anyways, because I do got to wake up a little earlier to go work. So I'm hopefully that will work out in my favor. Maybe. So I don't know. I don't know what else to really chat about. Ron Paul's on with Tim Cash right now.
World War One and World War Two.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Millions of people died, you know, and it was very a disaster. So it's continued.
Okay.
But
well, that's Ron Paul. That was so funny the other day. I guess we could end on like, I had a thought. Because a dear old friend of mine, Maren Morris, is like crusading against like drag. I don't know, man. It's like a fight that I don't know in any level. Even if I really like, I don't have like a strong opinion one way or other on like drag queens. Like, I think I have, now I say strong, like, can drag queens exist? Yeah, the drag queens, yeah, I don't care. I don't care at all. It's never been my thing. I don't understand it, and it's okay. Like, I don't even care that I don't even care that I don't even care, but I don't care that I don't like it and people do. Like, it's just like, no, it's not my thing. But, you know, it went from like, okay, there's a drag queen story hour. I don't care. I mean, if hopefully, you know, if parents want to bring their kid to that, I guess go for it. You're kind of a dork though. It's kind of like, but why? It's like, all right, sure, go for it. But, you know, it's like I do get it. Like, I don't understand how no one, I mean, I get it. Because, like, you don't want your kids growing up, and I hope my kids don't grow up in a way of just like, oh, that's, you know, horrible, and they're horrible people. And I don't even think that. I think they're kind of weird sometimes. Like, they are like objectively weird, right? Like drag queens. That's not like, that should not even be a controversial opinion, right? They're objectively weird. Okay. And weird's not a bad thing. It's just, we can't sit there and go perfectly normal. Ghost, take your kids over there. Just like, and I'm like looking around like, I don't know, man. I don't think that's the most normal thing ever. Like, okay, let me backtrack. I don't care. You're a weird parent if you do that. Go take your kid off to a that's so weird. I don't know what to say. Especially some of those other ones, like the drag queen or drag queen story hours, or not even as story hours. Okay, they read a book. All right, that's like low level. I don't give a fuck about that. It's still weird, but whatever. The basically taking your kids to drag shows, I think that's weird. That's beyond weird and beyond like, what are you doing? It comes off as like a bunch of people who are like, Oh, yeah, you conservative fucks. You don't like the way we're doing? Well, look what we're doing. We're taking our kids to drag shows. And you come off and you're like, guys, y'all all look like fucking psychos. Like, y'all all look crazy. And I'm not even, I even think some of the people who are like really, like, what is your number one, you know, what is your number one, you know, policy or, you know, subject you just feel like, I think drag queens, what are you like, drag queens? Like, I honestly do not fear them. I don't care. Dude, if a bunch of, I mean, honestly, again, I think it's weird. Bunch of liberal parents want to just do this stupid shit. You know, I'm sure some kids are having just a grand old time. I'm sure they're going to be pretty fucked up when they get older, I guess. I don't know. But Marin, you know, I feel like if I could ever like truly tell her something, is I'm like, you know what? I get a lot of what you're doing. I've been to a Marin show and I've seen Marin fans, and a lot of Marin fans are dudes just like me and with their wives, and there's a lot of young ones and whatever. There's a lot of gay Marin fans, and I think that's actually kind of cool, because at the end of the day, dude, man, you know, gay dudes love country music and they like music in general. I think, they ought to have someone, when they're listening to music, maybe just to feel, hey, you know what, I like these folks and I don't care what y'all say. So there's like a way to it. Now, I have to tell you, with like Marin, in the years that I knew her, politically, how can I describe Marin back in the day? I would say pretty progressive. Like, she hasn't like changed very much, but I think she's whatever she was back before she was famous, I think she just cranks up even more. Like, I think if she was like back in the day, now I wouldn't say she was like a full-on lib, but she was very liberal on things. But she always made fun of some things that, you know, Democrats would do. So I always thought she was kind of really kind of level-headed on a lot of things. Pretty progressive on some, I remember back in the day she was like, sharing videos of, like taking pictures of police officers and how important that was, and that it's not illegal and you should never stop videoing, or because they say you can't do that. Yeah, you can. You can do whatever the fuck you want to, as far as, and I know it sounds stupid, you're like, I don't care. Well, no, it's actually a big deal, because you know, if a cop is doing something maybe illegal or wrong, you should be able to videotape them. And she did that. I'm like, oh yeah, that's great. So it's like, but I remember, like Brock, like won a Nobel Peace Prize when he didn't do dick. Like, he didn't do anything. And it was like, it's honestly kind of embarrassing. Especially after he dropped all them bombs. Like, nice Nobel Peace Prize. But regardless, I remember her and her dad, like, her dad's at least he was, like, a pretty staunch conservative. Probably goes the same with her mom. I don't know. They would kind of joke around each other and, basically joking, dogging Trump, not dogging Trump, but dogging Obama on that. And it was kind of funny. So you know, I'm not going to say that she's like a phony, because I always just thought she was just, you know, pretty liberal, but she also kind of saw that, you know, Democrats suck too. So I kind of always respected her about that. But now she's kind of like a, you know, it's like things she would get wrong. And I'm like, not, I mean, I say wrong. Things that I think are wrong, maybe. I don't know. Like, I always have the air of, like, if I was ever, quote-unquote, famous, and I hope I never am. Like, I really do. I never want to be famous. If there was even a sniff that I could be famous, I would, like, ruin it. Or just go away. Or just stop doing whatever. Because I don't ever want it that. But I would just never have the confidence to be like, I'm fucking right, and this is what it is. Like what Marin's doing. Because, like, I don't know, like, you might hit your wagon to, like, the wrong folks, and you just, like, make yourself look like a fucking idiot type thing. And that would suck. That would really, really suck, you know? So I kind of wish she would just, like, kind of pipe down on it. But you don't want to tell people to pipe down, you know, like, hey, express yourself, whatever. You know, it reminds me a lot of, you know, Taylor Swift. Whenever I was watching her documentary, and she's a total goob. Let's say right now, Taylor Swift's a guru. Like, I love her music, I guess, you know. Slightly overrated, but regardless, she very talented. But she is, I mean, great, like, elementary level in politics. She has no fucking clue what she's talking about. She's a dumb dumb. She's a full dog brain. She has no idea what she's talking about. And I remember she's just going, this is wrong. You know, I got to tell him, you know, I'm not just going to sit here and not tell him that that's wrong. What he's doing. And, like, her dad is, like, the levelest head dude in there. He's like, I get it, Taylor. But I don't know. Maybe we just don't go this route and kind of, like, in a certain way go, hey, these people buy her tickets too. So I don't know. Maybe let's not, you know, alienate anybody over this shit. And yeah, like, maybe we don't just burn a bridge right there. And he can tell right now. I mean, I don't know. I don't follow Taylor Swift, but I have not heard much on her being like political crap. And, you know, man, I not that any musician or anybody would really give me allow me to give them advice, which I gave you advice, be like, hey, I get it. Politics are awesome. You know, I get it. But here's what I would do. I wouldn't talk about it ever. I would never talk about it. Just never. There's no good way to talk about it. You're always going to lose out. It's a lose-lose. So it would be best if you just try to sell as many tickets as possible and get your music out there. And, you know, I'm trying to think of, like, who's someone who's just super non-political, who just, like, just here to sell tickets, and I just want to sing, you know, like, and, like, people get mad about that, you know. And I love Marin to death. I honestly do. I really do. I don't think, I don't know. You know, I wish her the best. I don't want people to hate her, and I don't want, you know, cause I just think she's a good person. You know, I think she's honestly a good person. She's always done right by me. You know, the things that she's done for me, you know, not so much anymore. I mean, I don't talk to her. I don't have a relationship with her anymore. So I can just shit on her all I want. No, I don't. I don't have anything to shit on her about. But I was just like, I don't know. I just don't talk about that. It's no big deal just to not talk about it. And I know it sucks, because there's a lot of things that you would love to talk about. But again, politics used to be those things that you just didn't talk about. You know, especially if you're in, like, you know, entertainment and all this stuff, would be like, man, fuck. Like, it was only left up to crazy, wacky actresses like Jane Fonda. You know, that's it. Everybody else is like, oh, what do you think, Walter Matthau? And he's like, you know, even though I think he was pretty political. I don't know. Maybe he was or maybe he wasn't. I don't know. I think it would just be best if you just didn't do it. You know, so I don't know. It's just my opinion. This whole thing with like trans, you know, drag queens and all that, that's kind of separate, I think, than you have drag queens and then you have trans kids issues and stuff. And that's where I'm like, pump the brakes. What are we doing, folks? Like, that's where I'm like, Maren, we need to, I don't know. I would just wait on that. Are we really giving a bunch of, you know, therapeutics? Like, I mean, we're not even talking about COVID therapy. We're talking about some straight up, we don't know what the fuck is going to go on with all this. There is not enough. There's not enough to know what the fuck we're going to do when we start handing kids out, you know, puberty blockers and, oh, I don't know. I have no idea. It honestly kind of stresses me out a little bit just because it just, you don't know what are in kids' minds and like truly, like when someone says, I believe I'm a woman. I believe I'm a girl. And I'm a boy. And you go, okay, let's do this. And then you're like, I don't know. You know, my daughter, like, now doesn't like, you know, certain shows. Like, shows that she was obsessed with. Now she's just like, I don't really like those anymore. Like, what? This is, like, what you always used to be about. And so now that's not a thing anymore? I don't know. It seems like a slippery slope. It's interesting. But, you know, it all started in, like, a good thought. But here's what the issue is. You know, I remember the first time I actually heard the idea of, like affirming kids' genders of what they assign themselves to. It's like, well, you know, these kids are real high on suicide, so you need to really affirm them, because if you don't, they'll fucking kill themselves. And so parents are like, holy shit, I better do this or my kid's gonna, you know, like, as just a natural parent thing, you will do anything for your kid. I would do anything for my kid if it meant helping her or him or whoever. That's what I would do. But also some things, you know, I wouldn't, hey, my kid really wants to eat chocolate ice cream for dinner each night. I'd be like, I don't know, man, you know, that's not probably not good for your health. And I'm the parent and I'm going to make the decisions. And so, you know, instead of starting throwing them on, hey, your son thinks it's a girl, thinks he's a girl now. So you got to do all these things. Like, I don't know, just slap a dress on her or call her. And then if she really, down the road, is this something that she really wants to do, we'll try to support her when she becomes 18 and she can do all the things that she wants to do. But she ain't doing that shit until she's a developed human. Because I'm telling you right now, nobody knows what the fuck to do with these transition surgeries. It's, I hate to say it, a dick that gets cut off and turned into a vagina is not a vagina. It's a fucking gaping wound and there's like maintenance and it's fucked up. God, it breaks my heart. Honestly, it really does, because a lot of people do this because they think it's going to help their mental health. Like, they're so fucked up in their heads And that really makes me sad. But it this might not help. I hate to say it. Like, if it did, dude, I would be fucking I'd fucking thumbs up. Do that shit. Cut that dick off. Like, come on, let's do it. And then now I'm like, I don't know if that's going to help. It might actually make things worse. Because imagine if you did some shit, you know, like really, like, I just go to like cosmetic surgery. Like, some chick who's like very depressed about the way they look, and they get like, you know, big tits, and, you know, they scrape their face a little bit and trying to make it look better, and then they still don't feel good. I mean, that sucks. Now imagine you cut your dick off, and then you still mentally are not super there, or not super happy. Well, that's pretty much exasperating the issue. Can we see? Do you understand that? I'm an absolute idiot. Can everyone see how that might be an issue? So, I don't know. I'm very concerned, to say the least. So, and I just want everyone to be happy. I just want everybody to be happy. I don't know. Everybody's so upset and angry, but, you know, at the same time, I don't know. It's just like you go out in the world. Everybody seems actually a-okay. We're all laughing, having fun, you know? Like, it's, the doom and gloom is on the fucking internet. But if you go out in the world, man, everyone's just, hey, man, what's up? How you doing? Everybody's having a good time. I mean, you go out in a family outing. You just had Easter. I mean, everybody's having a pretty damn good time. It's just when you get in the world, you know, online and stuff, and everybody's just fucking losing it. And it's just not the real world. You know, problem is, then those people who are sitting there living online, they go out in the world, into the real world, and they lose their minds. You know, it's really sad. It's really, really sad. I wish we could do something about it. I'm just an idiot in El Paso. And that's all I'll say. So, hope you enjoyed this solo episode. I do apologize for any technical errors, blah, blah, but this is what it is. All right. Thank you. Good night.